We begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shluchim, the Shutfin and the laws of agents and of partners, where we continue the theme of the previous parakim in the Sefer Kinyan, the Book of Acquisitions. We're talking about these first parakim regarding the halachas of shlichas, where in this parak we discuss specifically regarding the laws of agency to litigate a court case and what's called harsha, the power of attorney. As Rambam begins halacha off regarding an agent to take to court. So Mishlois Likarka Tachas Yad Echad, if someone had a piece of property in someone else's possession, or he had movable items that was a bekatan, that was a deposit, and he wants to make him that person an agent, another person to litigate with this person, to extract the property or the deposit from that other person, it is a kisib leharsha. So he writes for him a permission, a dominion, what's called a power of attorney, which gives him that right, like as if he's the owner. He has to actually make an acquisition from the hand of the owner that he gave him this harsha. And he tells him, don uzeche, litigate and win, and extract it for yourself, and things similar to this idea. In other words, it has to be a terminology like a bona fide acquisition to that shliach. Then, if he doesn't write this to him, he cannot litigate with the one he's trying to extract it from, because that person could tell him, you're not my litigant. Now, although the owner who is sending this agent, the power of attorney, he writes such terminology, that person ultimately is only an agent. Whatever he wins with that, it goes to the one who sent him. As we find, all the expenses that the agent is going to spend on this case that he has the power of attorney, the one who's sending him is liable in them. That's what you write in the harsha. What are you going to expend in this court case? It's on me to spend, and therefore it's ultimately going to go back. Although it's going somehow to the power of attorney, ultimately it's going to go back to the sender. Halacha Beis Rambam continues regarding that the agent has some portion or shared entity of ownership on these properties. So hiknil azeshi hirshim. Let's say the sender gave over a right to the one that is giving a power of attorney to him. What if he's going to extract from the person he's trying to get it from? He's going to give him a shlish or devi, a third or a quarter, mashiyesh labiat chabeir, what he has from that person that, okay, you win the case, I'll give you a third or a quarter. That's enough. He can then litigate regarding the whole case. And the reason is, since he has to litigate with him for his portion, but he baldin bechalke, so he is his litigant regarding his portion, so he can litigate regarding the whole thing. Halacha gimel. Regarding one of the brothers, if the brothers did not divide the estate yet, or partners that also obviously didn't divide, they're all shared in this enterprise. That he's coming to claim from the one who owes it to them, he could claim for them all. He has a portion in these monies. So in tzarech hashav mishar shutfin, it does not need a power of attorney from all the other partners. And moreover, one of the other partners cannot tell that partner who did litigate the case, had I been there, I would have made other claims, and I would have made my litigant liable. He cannot say that. Because that partner could tell the one who's making this claim, why didn't you also come and claim? Now, therefore, if that other partner was in some other country at that point, then actually he could come back to that litigant to litigate with him and to tell him, I don't agree to whatever my partner made. That's why you won the case. Now, therefore, since he could come back if he was out of state, so then therefore, actually, the defendant could stop to tell this one partner that is coming right now when the other partner is out of state. He could tell him as follows, either just litigate with me with your part, or at least bring a power of attorney. Because the monies of both of yours are by me. And you're both my litigants. And tomorrow, your brother or your partner that's out of state is going to come and claim for me also. So either just do your part or get a power of attorney for the whole thing. A husband in his wife's estate, tzarech hashav, needs to have a power of attorney, because although he has rights to the payers, that's not like only the property itself. But if that piece of property that is his wife's has produce, so since he could litigate regarding the produce, Shadehin Shaleh, which that does go to him. So Don Alekers, and then he can litigate regarding the principle itself also, because and the Insar Hashamishta does not need to have a power of attorney from his wife. Shemein Lekarka give is no property, in Leperes is no produce. And therefore, that is his right that's inherent over there, which has payers, and therefore he could litigate without Harsha. Loch Ekatin is regarding if the agency is made with witnesses. So Misha Hoyulo Biat Chaveire. If someone had by his friend, Apakadon, Oimilvo, a deposit or a loan, that's owed to him. Whether movable items, whether regarding there were monies, where because only regarding harsha, which is with an acquisition, is there a difference if it's a deposit of a movable item to a deposit of monies, and also between the deposit and the loan. But regarding what we're discussing over here, the agency, there's no difference. And he made an agent in front of witnesses to bring it for him. So the option is given to the one that it's by. If he wants to give the item, he'll be exempt and he won't be responsible for the insurance. There was witnesses who verified he's the agent and he's giving it to his agent. And whatever happens is out of his responsibility. Now, if he doesn't want to give it, he doesn't give it, because that's not his litigant. Until he comes with a power of attorney al hapikadon regarding a deposit and b'cholababasha. Now, so that's regarding a deposit, which then that's specifically where it works. Now, but b'cholababasha, whoever comes with a power of attorney, harei b'cholal hanembahem, he's including what the pasuk says in Yechezkel, v'asha loytoy v'asa b'teichamav, that they don't do good amongst their people. And the reason for that is because this power of attorney is getting engaged in a dispute that's not his. Maybe the guy, the defendant, prefers the original person, and then he would be more easily to compromise, versus this guy who can't compromise. So therefore, that's something that is not considered as a good thing. Aloch above continues regarding that a power of attorney is on properties that is possible to be sold. So if someone is claiming his friend in the court case, b'metatlin, movable items, b'mois, or money, shefket etzlai, which he deposited by him. V'chafabai, and that person is denying it. So, ein yoch lichtav harsholav, he cannot write a power of attorney to go try to extract from this guy, to give this power to someone else. Shenim sezer kemeshaka, because it looks like that he's lying. Why? Shoemelik, because he's telling to this other person, oh, here sheisicha, I give you power of attorney, litl mashish lebiad plenty, to take what I have by that person. Now, the thing is, kevarama plenty, that person already said, she'en le'esukum, that he doesn't have anything by him at all. So it looks like that there's a lie over here. Let's say if someone owes his friend an oath, and he cannot give someone else a power of attorney to make him take an oath. Like there's nothing to transmit over there to give an acquisition of, because a person cannot give a power of attorney on a claim of words, because words are not acquired only on a monetary claim. But to give over for an oath, there's nothing to, you can't give a power of attorney on that. If someone had monies that were deposited by someone else, but and he wants to give a power of attorney for he wants to give permission to an agent to bring them. So, in other words, which means a classic kinyan sudur, an acquisition of a kerchief, that is not moyel bazaar. That's not effective over here. Why not? Because coins cannot be acquired with a sudr, which is a transfer of one item to get something else. So by giving the kerchief, he's not going to be able to get the rights to that money. So how could a person do this if there's monies that he wants this person to be able to collect for him? So nicely, what you do is you give that agent a small piece of property, and then you could acquire for him the monies with what's called kinya agav through that property that he's getting from you. He's also going to get the rights to the monies, so that he could collect them with this power of attorney. And then he could go and litigate with that person and he could extract the monies. Now, that was regarding a deposit. Now, as we, in the previous halacha, we contrasted a pikadon and halva. But if there was a loan by someone else, in the yochelicht of harsha law, you cannot write a power of attorney on a loan. Even if the debt was documented in the deed, why? Because a loan is meant to be spent, which is not here anymore. So you cannot acquire to someone else something that's not here in the world. So you can't give a power of attorney, which is like he has the rights on something that's not really here. And Bein lo derech she'akna ad mechayba, a person has no way to acquire that debt. El b'mayim shloshtem, only a halachic principle called in the presence of all three parties. V'dabe she'en le'tam, that's something that doesn't really have any reasoning for it. K'mesh b'ran, like we explained this in Perek Vav Melechas Mechira Halacha Ches. Oy, or another way is, b'akno shtar hachay v'atzmai, by giving over a kinyan in the document of the debt itself, b'chsibu mesira, by writing and giving it over. Neshumak nahashib b'shabay, so he's giving over the lien that's in the document to that third party, to this the power of attorney that is giving it to. That says the Ram is the law that appears to me from the Gemara. Now, but the later sages they instituted that actually you could write a power of attorney even on a loan. And the reason is why they institute this. So that you shouldn't have that every single person should take his friend's money, but go to another country, and what are you going to do? You can't get a power of attorney on a loan. So they instituted that you could. They also instituted that if he's giving this person permission to get his monies that he has by someone else as a deposit, or to claim from him a loan, and the makna did not have land to do a kinyan agav that we mentioned before. So he could be makneu arba amas mechalke shebetz Yisrael. He could acquire for him 4 amas from his portion in the land of Israel, but makneu hamayis agabon, and he could acquire the monies on that. Now, says Rambam, Dvarim Elu, these words regarding the second takana that we mentioned, Dvarim kalim him ad ma'id ru'um, they're very light and very inferior, these words. Shezeh mi yoymish shish l'chel b'etz Yisrael, this person who says that he has a portion in Eretz Yisrael, and even if he's fit to have a portion, it's not in his domain right now. Now, the sages who went and made this institution, they said, we don't say that the law let it pierce a hole through the mountain. Rather, you're right, really, this is not something that should work. It's only to intimidate the defendant that if he wants to litigate and to give in this power of attorney, so then nifter, he'll be exempt. Blami pata, why will he be exempt? Why? Because ultimately, this person that's coming with this power, this inferior power of attorney, as we described, is not paches mishalich shaso beidim. Is not really less than the agent that was made witnesses, which also works. That we said that he'll be off the hook if he gives it to that agent. But if the defendant does not want to litigate with this person, then we don't force him to give it. But not to swear until the litigant comes, because, like we said, really, power of attorney does not work over here. They also ruled the Ga'inim, someone has a loan by his friend, whether with a document, whether with witnesses of an acquisition. Although the person did not in the court, you could go ahead and write a power of attorney, because it's a denial of a lien of property, and the property is out here in the open, so that doesn't look like, as we said prior, like Kimashaker, because it's right here. It's an oral loan that he's denying. They did not institute that you should write in a power of attorney, because, like we said in Halacha Vav, that looks like a lie, because he's denying it. How could you write a power of attorney? That looks like a lie. What are you giving him to collect? Halacha Ches continues regarding nullifying the power of attorney. So, someone gave a power of attorney to one person, but that's he wants to nullify that agency, and let someone else go ahead and collect them. And he's mavat, he can nullify it. Ve'in lamur shalichta bar shal la'acher. And the one who is given the power of attorney cannot give the power of attorney to someone else. Shazam, because the original person could say, "In your tenure, I don't want my deposit to be by someone else. I gave you the right, not someone else." The figure, therefore, his no love, sheyarshu la'achav achal achar. Therefore, if he did stipulate that he could give the power of attorney to someone else and someone else and someone else and so on, harayashlich, because Rashal the sheni, b'shen l'shlich, shakol l'vayetuna. Yeah, then the agent could go ahead and write a power of attorney to the second one, the second, the third one, all according to his stipulation. Lachat is continued regarding the relationship between the one that was given the power of attorney and the defendant. So, someone comes with a power of attorney, and he pardons the defendant. He sells it to him. He pardons him regarding the oath. Or he makes a compromise with him. He hasn't done anything. Because the original owner could tell him, you're just like an agent. I sent you to make things better, not to make things worse for me. Now, if he did stipulate with him, whether to make it better, make it worse, either way, you're my agent, you're my power of attorney, whatever happens, happens. Then even if the power of attorney pardons him for the whole thing, he's going to be pardoned. Reuben Shabbat Bar Shabbat Tabe Shimon. So Reuben comes to the power of attorney and he claims from Shimon. Ain't Shimon Yochel Litchayse B'Leim Eloi. So the Shimon, the defendant, cannot push him away and say to him, well, Shema Meshaleich Oyscha, maybe the one who sent you, Hirsha Acher, maybe give the power of attorney to someone else, Ubitel Shlich Oyscha, and he nullified your agency. No, Shaydei Reuben, I'm like, because Reuben can tell him, Tell me up a cut, Nishesh Libyatcha, look, give me the deposit that you have of his, V'zor Shossi, Teyaslecha, and my power of attorney will be by you. V'mamafket, Hirsha Acher, and if the owner of the deposit went and gave the power of attorney to someone else, who he was is causing a loss to himself. But Shimon Pata, Shimon is going to be exempt. Because it's with his original power of attorney that he gave it to that person. Halachid Alf. Reuben Shabbat Barashah Shimon. So Reuben comes with the power of attorney of Shimon. But Tava Levi, and he's claiming from Levi. Mama Levi, Levi says, wait, he sent you power of attorney to collect what? This never happened. There's no truth of it. Aval, but, says the defendant, Yishav Shimon Vidal. If Shimon wants to swear that this did happen, let him swear and take. So what happens is as follows. We actually do take away the money from Levi. And let it be stayed there in the courts. Until Shimon comes along and swears and he takes it. Because Levi lets that. But you take it away right now. So to anything that Levi makes dependent on Shimon, the one who is the original claimant, Yadin Ruven. So the power of attorney could litigate. Let the money stay in the courts until Shimon comes along and he asks. Now, moreover, Reuben, the power of attorney, could make a cheirim, which this is the takan sagainim, that whomever that there is being placed on them an oath, whether biblical or rabbinic, that they have a right to make a cheirim on whoever's causing them to take an oath. Amisha toin tiny sheker, whoever's making a false claim, to hold back the money and to delay him. Where this is what it seems like the defendant is doing, saying, oh, I don't mind, let him, but there's no, it never happened, and let him come along and swear. So he's causing the person that's sending him of this power of attorney to make an oath. So then this power of attorney can make a cheirim on the defendant. Because if he's delaying things and causing undue, unnecessary exertion. Now, schaiv levi shvua. If Levi, the defendant, is obligated an oath, he cannot hold back the power of attorney to tell him, look, I'm not going to swear at Sha'achrim b'fnei Shimon until I make a cheirim in front of Shimon. Whoever's making a false claim on me, like he's saying, oh, this never happened. Look, I'll swear, but only if Shimon's here and I make a cheirim on him for making a false claim. No, because you don't have this idea of this cheirim. It's only a light institution shetikna goin machrim that the later goinim instituted to keep them on their toes to make sure that the litigants are precise in their claims. But the imakvin shavasa shalzeh, but we don't delay the oath of this levi if he's chayvin shvua nitakana zoakal, because this light takana in to make, yeah, even if Shimon will have this chayim, but that's not going to hold back Levi from making the oath that he has to make. In contrast to what we said before, that he could hold back the money and just give it to the courts. If he says that, let Shimon swear and take it, because that's a din of the Gemara, and that's not a tekan or kala of the Gainim, and therefore that's different from what the Rambam is saying over here.